Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Yoshihara Saito from NPO Environment and Earthquake Forecast Technical Research Center. Today, I talk about recommendations for earthquake forecasting system and organization. From current circumstances of earthquake prediction field, generally, earthquake prediction is considered as impossible. But short-term earthquake forecasting is possible in nowadays. Earthquake forecasting should be started now as practical disaster prevention information. It may be separated from academic matters. Earthquake forecasting organization. It is recommended for organizations such as national or local government and infrastructure companies to observe earthquake precursors and to responsibly create earthquake forecasting information independently for necessary area. And base data for earthquake forecasting should be observed by yourself. In case of Japan, in addition with your own data, the following methods are significant. There are three methods. The first one is VLF, LF band, ionosphere perturbation observation method, and also ULF, ELF, direct emission observation method. This method is performed by Dr. Hayakawa. Next one is RTM method, performed by Professor Nagao. And cluster deformation observation method, this is performed by Murai, Dr. Murai. For recommended organization for earthquake forecasting, you should be self-responsible on creating earthquake forecasting information. And MAP method, listed in this paper, I said after later, are recommended for your own observation as effective examples. So, those six methods are performed by myself now. The first one is three bioelectric potential observation, and the second one is combination observation of VHF band within an oval horizon. The third one is dual frequency simultaneous observation in LF, MF, VHF, UHF band. The fourth one is a terminator time observation method by utilizing the AM broadcasting wave. Ionosphere perturbation. The fifth one is air ion concentration observation. The sixth one is tidal level deviation observation. Tidal level is ocean or sea. This is recommended for earthquake forecasting organization. This is the main section of earthquake forecasting. First of all, earthquake prevention and research team, you establish this team in a local government or infrastructure company. Then this team gathers earthquake prediction or precursor data from prediction antenna. This is by Dr. Hayakawa. And RTM data from Professor Nao. And cluster deformation data from Jesse, performed by Dr. Murai. Then this team observed six methods, and you put observation posts in the various places in Japan. And this is our NPO organization. We work on the development of equipment of we provide earthquake observation data to this research team. And this research team, this team should be responsible to create earthquake forecasting information. And this team provides to each organization. And this is an example of 3 by 3 by 3.